Hello and welcome to the Tech and Toast podcast. We simplify the way you buy and manage your hospitality tech. You can click through to techontoast.community where you can search our marketplace, attend our events, grab your free tech audit, and we will help you visualize your tech stack as you grow into 2024. Meanwhile, summer in Australia.
Hey, Louis, do you think we should sponsor the Tech on Toast podcast? I mean, I really like Chris and I really like what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that's a ripper idea, LP. It's a perfect fit for what we do at Red Cat.
I mean, I agree. I'm just not sure how we get our message across around, like, Red Cat specializing in multi-site groups, you know, like cafe groups and fast casual groups and QSRs and all that.
Maybe we mention some of our customers like Nando's in Australia, New Zealand, the restaurants at the Aussie Open, Boost Juice International. I mean, they've got over 700 sites.
Hang on. I think that was the sponsors. This is the Tech on Toast podcast. Enjoy the show. Welcome all to the next episode of the Tech and Toast podcast. And this week, we'll be delighted to be joined by Nima Anvar, CEO at GuestChat. Nima, how are you?
Wonderful. Glad to be here. Good to see you, Chris.
And Nima, I've just got, if you can see the background, I've got a radiator behind me on full blast in the UK right now. But where are you calling in from?
Well, let me just say, it's raining over here.
Oh, it's not. You ruined it.
It's raining. However, even with rain, it's 81 Fahrenheit around, 27 Celsius. So we're okay.
Yeah, okay. No one's feeling sorry for you. Okay. I mean, and look, and GuestChat was born here, right, where you are right now. It'd be great to understand a little bit about you and GuestChat. Let's start with you. What have you done through your career? How are you at this point in your career?
Well, it's an unlikely story. I ended up, I don't know, what do they say, sort of coincidentally falling into hospitality. My background is in the sciences. I have a bachelor's in biology and a master's in epidemiology.
Did you in hospitality?
Did you know that, Chris, before?
I didn't. I'm learning as I go.
Yeah, that's the best thing about podcast. Pure science guy. Did all that. Was working for the California Department of Health Services. And
wow.
And I just graduated with my master's. And my wife and I just married for a year. We decided that we're going to pick up, move, and go to Grenada in the Caribbean and help my in-laws who are building their second hotel. And yeah, that's it. But I mean, we were looking for an opportunity. Not that I was, I thought that, you know, there would be opportunities to do science, but it's a very different place. And I was immediately put in charge of the first hotel.
Welcome to Grenada.
Trial by fire, whatever it is. It's just really, really intense. I remember my first night, two guests were absolutely irate about why they didn't get the right bed type. And I was like, I don't know anything about bed types. I don't know anything. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just some guy. And so then it turns out I did that job as a general manager. As well as being the assistant manager at the second hotel that they built. So I learned it really from construction all the way through and did that for 23 years. Yeah, about 22 years. And now we own one of those properties. In fact, I'm calling you from inside that same property, which we now own. It's been a journey. I was telling somebody yesterday, I've seen it all, everything that you could imagine. It reminds me of Basil Fawlty because, you know, when he was coming up with the idea for the show, I think he talked to somebody and they were saying, oh yeah, you see all sorts of things. And they told him dead bodies, all sorts of things. And I've had between the two properties, I did experience one death that was just somebody who was, I guess, just drunk out of his head and died in the room. We've gone through everything we've gone through.
Yeah, you kind of you get a vision into people's homes, right? I know they're in your hotel, but it's kind of people behaving the same way they do, but in your property, which is always a bit interesting.
I mean, we've I've learned so much about marketing, sales, all aspects of management, all the departments, just things I would never have thought when I was, you know, studying biology back home.
They always say hospitality is a great ground for like being a generalist, right? You end up learning so much about every different level. And then you're kind of I think they call it a jack of all trades, expert of none or something. But
that's right. That's right. Which is kind of ironic because right at the turn of the pandemic is where I shifted and became a master of one. because frankly, I would be very honest, I was really tired of doing that kind of stuff. I knew every aspect of things, maintenance, gardening, security, housekeeping, everything. I would end up sometimes having to step in to, you know, cover these things, front desk. And so I decided I love technology. I mean, I'd done it this throughout the whole time. And I wanted to get into something where I wouldn't have to deal with, it wasn't the guests, to be very honest. The difficulty was with staff. And yeah. So I was like, nah, I'm good. I need to do something where I can actually serve hotel clients and their guests without having to deal with, you know, staff who might have bad attitudes or anything like that. So I started Guest Chat, which is the next part of this thing. And it, the premise behind it is, look, there are people on your website to start. They're there because they're interested. They wouldn't be on the hotel website if they're not interested.
Very true.
And there's nobody there to answer their questions. And if they don't get quick answers, they might just leave and go book somewhere else. And then you lose that booking. You lose an opportunity to connect and tether that guest to your property. That's the premise behind Guest Chat. We answer their questions, all of them customized based on what you give us as answers. We're able to collect it very, very quickly and easily from each hotel. And now we have ChatGPT integration, which means like this, the conversations are extremely smooth.
Yeah, I imagine that with that, the consistency is smooth. I imagine in the fact that the responses you're getting are pretty accurate.
Yeah, yeah. And we've developed a system now between our, let's say, our legacy system and ChatGPT integration, where, yeah, no hallucinations. Everything is just really, really smooth conversations. Oftentimes, people think they're having a conversation with a real live person. And it's not to say, by the way, that a staff member can't step in, or yeah, a receptionist at the front desk can. But oftentimes, you know, people are very, very thankful because this thing has helped rearrange their, travel arrangements because they couldn't make it at a time. And thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you there. And there
is, yes, you'll meet me in the data cupboard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a virtual assistant that is able to do a lot.
But one of the things I always say about tech is that we always try and measure return on investment. It's very hard to kind of say, you know, a lot of tech is hard to, you know, they give you time back, but this is directly linked right to sales in terms, if you look at bookings, for instance, and that immediate need for a response, like you just mentioned on a website, if someone's yeah, landed there, they're in that frame of booking. I think I've gone to book my summer holiday this year.
Yeah.
TUI must have literally a tracker on me in the UK every time I go on, and I yeah, still haven't booked it. But I need someone to push me over the edge, you know, if, do you know what I mean? I think that's yeah, what you can do, right?
To be clear, so I think the value proposition to start is that it saves time for sure.
Yeah.
Now I know that it also brings in extra bookings, but we don't push that side, and there's a reason for it. And I want to just, before I answer more directly, I want to shift gears. When we started Guest Chat, I purposely did not want to put it inside the hotel, meaning I didn't want to make it guest facing
yeah,
where people are in the hotel, in their rooms, and they are asking questions and the system is answering. The reason I didn't want to do that is because there would be possibilities where the guest actually wanted something that needed a human being to do, like a physical, I need towels, I need toilet paper. And me knowing hotels know that some properties at least can't give that level of service. So I decided that's not what we're doing. We're focusing on everything that happens to get the booking, everything that happens yeah, before the booking, right? And I'll come back to this topic that I just mentioned. But so that's what we started working on. And we saw that absolutely we're correct. There are people on the site, they're chatting, they're asking questions, and we're grabbing them. We're not grabbing, and I want to be very clear here. Let's say we have 5,000 people on the site. You're not grabbing, you know, 1,000 of them. You may grab 300 of these people,
yeah,
right? But the 300 that you're grabbing, some of those people are willingly sharing their contact details with you. So you have them forever. And you're now able to give these people an easy way to book. Some decide they just want to hit that book now button and they book. Some decide they have more questions and they want to get in touch, and we put them in touch easily. But regardless, these 300 people got answers without one single person from the hotel starting the conversation and having to sit there on the website. That's the big value proposition. The icing on the cake is the bookings. It's not like, oh, wow, here comes, of those 5,000 that 300 chatted, here come like 50 bookings. No, you might get 10, but those 10 bookings are well over, I would say, 30 times the return on investment.
Yeah, and I would say that, and also those 10 are about to go in the wind, right? That potentially that they're going to, you know, if they don't interact with you on your website, they'll probably end up on Nextdoor's website pretty soon, because location is obviously already planned in their heads. It's where they stay in that location. So it is a kind of a grab it as you can moment, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And the thing is, there was never anybody there in the first place to grab it. And now there's this tool to grab it. And now with the GPT integration, the conversations are smoother so that it can understand everything the person is saying. Now, we may not necessarily have information, like, for example, turn down service. Turn down service is a service that's provided for more high-end properties, right? Okay. If we don't have that information, the GPT is going to say, well, I don't have that information. You may want to get in touch with the front desk. However, once we see that, we just update it through the property and then we answer that. So it just continues to learn and grow, and it's wonderful. So to your point, then I started thinking, okay, now that I have this new integration, maybe I can take it inside the hotel now, right? Because I didn't build for that.
Yeah.
And talking with our clients, the overwhelming majority are not comfortable with it, meaning they have no problem that it sits on the website. It's good, right? Because they already didn't have anybody on it. But the moment that we talk about, hey, how about we provide a service where from the time that they're headed to the hotel or even before, after the booking, all the way past checkout, we put them in there. What do you think if we had a chat system that could automatically answer and then route it? Now, people like it, but they're not comfortable enough to go in that direction. And the reason is this: they want the human touch.
Yeah.
They want the human connection. And that's, again, why I love where we're positioned. I'm like, well, I'm not going to threaten that. I know all about the human touch. I lived that whole scene.
Yeah.
So no problem. We won't put it inside the hotel in that way. And the other thing that we've done now as an alternative, I've said to our properties, hey, how about if we could develop a compendium, a certain sort of like a manual for all the things how things are supposed to be done, an operating procedure, you know, a standard operating procedure that we could then load into our GPT. It would not be guest facing. It would be staff facing, and it would be helpful as a second solution so that new staff that are coming in that have to get trained are going to be left at the front desk overnight and have no reference could easily ask and get the right answer and be able to provide that right answer consistently every time. And they're loving that one because, again, no threat, no risk to the human interaction.
Time saving and customer experience enhancing as well.
Exactly. And so like that's our whole angle. I do not want to get in the way of that human touch. I want to just make more of what never was there and make it an existing aspect of the business. And let me tell you, without fail, every single property that we bring on goes from zero, like it's a flat line, and all of a sudden, boom, it just shoots up because they're like, yep, here come the chats. People just have questions.
Yeah, and I think as well that the world, obviously, well, I'm going to say the world's changed. That's pretty obvious. The world's changing every day. But I think the way consumers are interacting with their vendors is changing. And I think that expectations also arrive where I have an expectation. If I go on a website, I'd rather, I would say 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to hit the bot. I'm going to, you know, yeah. I'm trying to go. And there's different differentiations of experiences, right, in that. Yeah. And I suppose, how have you, I suppose, maintain that, because you talked about user experience and human touch, but that user experience when I'm going to interact with the bot, and I know you've mentioned ChatGPT, is it seamless? Is it something that I can kind of jump into without too much thinking and have a conversation?
Oh yeah, this is not the old time chat bots. This is like very modern. I mean, okay, let me give you an example. So because you and I have a conversation, we have context. I'm answering based on stuff we just said 10 minutes ago, right? Okay. The old time chatbots didn't have that ability, right? And so if right now I decide in our conversation, I want to change gears and start talking about, I don't know, restaurants in the region. You and I, we can talk about that because we have context. We just talked about X. Now we're going to talk about Y. Oh, we're shifting. So does this technology now. Those old time chatbots, they'd be like, what are you talking about, Red? It couldn't hold context. So simply because of context and the amount of knowledge that's there now, the knowledge base, like we basically take the hotel's information and put it into what we call a knowledge base that is specific for that hotel. So once you have that information, the technology just looks at it, scans it, finds the right place to answer from, and then gives that answer consistently.
And is it stuff like, literally, I could ask, oh, what restaurants are nearby? Is there a taxi rank nearby, or how can I get from A to B?
Yeah. In fact, I had this, let me read you this thing that I've been showing. So this person had said, we had a room booked for a wedding through Expedia, 22nd to 25th of March, but the wedding has been postponed until April. We want to amend, and Expedia has availability, but the price is double what it was. And I'm wondering if we could get it a little bit cheaper through you. Now, you and I having that conversation is, I understand, you understand what we're talking about. Yeah. As a hotelier, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely, definitely, we can do that. Love to have you and everything. An old chatbot wouldn't be able to understand that. This one, my goodness, absolutely blow your mind. It had the whole conversation. Yes, we'd be glad. First of all, the first response is, I'm so sorry here about the postponing of the wedding. Wow. And all that. It's like, I wouldn't have even thought about saying that.
Yeah.
Right? And then the next thing is, And then it goes on to say, absolutely, we'd love to have you. Please, if I can get your contact information and the specific dates that you want to come, I'll pass this on. We'll get somebody on to you. It's beautiful. And the person's thankful. And you're like, absolutely. So yeah, it's fabulous.
And I suppose from a benefit point of view, if I'm sitting here, I'm the hotel general manager, and Nima's just landed in Heathrow, and he's chatting to me about the benefits of guest chat. If you had your pitch, your best pitch, what features are you hitting when you're talking to hotel owners straight away? I know we've mentioned a few already. Well,
I mean, the obvious value proposition is you actually don't have anybody on your website. Can you afford not to have someone there that is following what's going on and being able to answer, not just answer and seeing how many people are actually on the site, how many people are chatting, how many people are asking for rates, what pages are being looked at and all those things. Can you afford not knowing that information? But putting that aside, because there are other tools like Google Analytics that can give you some of that information. The question is, can you afford not to answer their questions and lose them? And we believe, no, it's not worth it because you never had somebody there in the first place. And all this is just a tool that answers it all, and it does it very smoothly. So that's the huge value proposition. It saves you a lot of time filtering. Let me put it to you another way. So let's just say somebody goes on the website and doesn't get the answer to their question, and they are persistent about needing the answer, right? Because they want to go to this website. What are they going to do? They're going to either pick up the phone or they're going to send an email, which means what? Which means that either somebody has to answer that question or by email or by phone. And that's going to take more time. And those questions come up over and over again. So the long and the short of it is, that's the big value proposition. The features wise, who's going to do that 24/7, 365? Nobody can, and this system can. Who's going to be able to understand every language that comes through, right? They just can't. There's just
That's huge.
Yeah. Who's going to be able to pass it on to a receptionist when needed? It's a big deal, right? And then who's going to be able to? This is a big deal, and this is the part that we're working on. Who's going to be able to encourage bookings in a, how should I say, a non-salesy way?
Yes.
Because being a salesperson is not an easy task.
No, it's not.
and trying to sell, even getting your receptionist to try to sell a room, again, receptionists are generally not built for sales. Now, if you have a reservations team, it's a whole different story. But this now, with training, we're working on making it more of a sales bot that offers, well, have you checked this out? Have you considered this? And the more time we have with it, we can make it a very, I would say, non-pushy sales bot as well.
Wow. And I guess you have a, because obviously you've been in the industry, which I love. I love it when people from the industry build tech. I always say if operations people were given lots of developers to do stuff, my God, we'd have some brilliant tech, because they're problem solvers, right? You people are problem solvers. And but on the most of the time on the back foot, like, oh, wow, that happened. Didn't expect that. But then we fix it. And I think that's why tech's really interesting. Where do you see the future of guest communications going? Because it's changed. I mean, as you, face-to-face was obviously where we all started, and then it's moved on. The internet came, and then the websites came, and then social media's here. Is it going to go much further, or are you at the front of that?
No, well, we're currently at the front of it, but I think it's going to go much further than this. I mean, now, you know, you have audio so that you have conversations that are not just in text. There are conversations like you and I are having now. But in addition, then it's also video chat as well. And again, whether that's with a virtual agent that's digital or that allows for a direct video feed, that those are ways that it's looking. As my attitude is, wherever hotel guests want to communicate and however they want to communicate, that's where the hotel has to be. In fact, that's where the hotel is chosen to be, whether it's on social media chats or just social media, you know, having their presence there. And so as an example, back to our original conversation about, do they want chat capability inside the hotel? If a hotel decides that's where their guests want or need their communication, that's where we have to go.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's really interesting. And for us in the UK, what is your, I mean, I don't suppose you have an ideal customer, but where would you normally, what size property would you work with normally? Or does it, is it normally kick in a bigger property, or how does it work?
Well, usually the more website traffic a hotel has, the more they need this tool. Yeah. And so again, it varies, because there are some small boutique properties out there that have a lot of traffic on their site. But usually the larger hotels, I would say 75 and up, of course, far higher, they're going to need this, because there's nobody there to answer those questions for them. Yeah, so you can see from zero to unlimited, you know, from the moment that they started, and this was us just testing it out, the moment it goes live, boom, it starts to skyrocket. And again, to give realistic expectations, 490 visitors, they didn't have like 120 chats, they had 12 chats. But those 12 chats, one way or the other, are going to be tethered to that property if the people give their information. This person wants to, you know, have a table for a reservation for their restaurant.
And this is a real customer, right? We're looking
at a real customer. Yep, yeah. Just went live on the 15th. Immediately.
So I'm looking back at those weeks beforehand where you've got a flatline, obviously, when they didn't have guest chat. I'm guessing those days will be on a par with that, and if not, growing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, okay, what they're not seeing is all the people that were on the site that had questions, never got it answered, left, had to either ask the question from, you know, email or phone or some other way, or leave and book elsewhere. And the question is, why wouldn't you have this thing on there? It's just a very easy tool to implement, and the proof is there already.
And also, you mentioned you were learning before in the background. So would you be able to tell the property, or would your product be able to tell the property? Not going to make you too busy, Nima. Yeah. Would your product be able to tell the property what people are, what they're looking at and what they're looking for, as in that, so you can actually negate and change your website and kind of adapt to what they're searching for and what they're, and in essence, also what they're not searching for?
Yeah, well, you can definitely, it's sort of like you have a bird's eye view, and then you can go right in and get into the weeds with it and see, okay, well, how many times were these type of questions asked? What's the sticking point? What do we need to change and improve? So yes, you can get very, very detailed about it, or you can sort of get a bird's eye view as well.
Yeah, like an exec report type thing. Yeah. I mean, and finally, what are your guests telling you? I suppose, what are your customers telling you? Not your guests. They're probably busy.
No, they love it. They love it. We've been integrating GPT for all of them one at a time. And the conversations go like this. Okay, so what am I looking at? I said, well, look at this answer and then this answer in comparison, GPT or without GPT. And I kid you not, sold. Okay, got it. Let's go.
Next.
Yeah, it's done. No, they like it. It's helpful. The premise is just very, very simple. Can you afford not to have someone there to answer these questions and let them go somewhere else? The answer is not. It's a very affordable product. So it's not, this is not a property management system or booking engine or channel manager or revenue management system where you're going to make serious, serious investments in time and effort, money and the whole thing. This is a very light, easy to implement, agnostic in terms of tech, so that it can blend with anything. It's a small implementation, but has significant impact in terms of opening up a channel that you always had. And it's just, you know what it's like? It's like putting a spigot onto a water line. Just automatically open it up. It was there the whole time. You just had not put it in.
It's really simple. What a great way to finish. Look, and if someone's listening and they want to talk to you, which I'm pretty sure they're going to, how do they get hold of you?
Yep, Nima, N-I-M-A, at guestchat.com. That's the best way.
And do they get part of the package to visit you in Grenada?
Yes, anytime. I'm here, day or night.
Brilliant. What size property, just before we finish, what size property are you running there?
This is 53 rooms in this property and 50 rooms across the road at the beachfront.
Okay, property. You're busy. Okay, right. Yeah. Nima's definitely busy. Okay, look, perfect. That's brilliant. That was guest chat and that was Nima Anvar. And I think for any of our property owners, and actually I think business owners generally understanding what happens on their website and the potential sales sitting there, I think they should be having a chat with you. So we will link you in. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank Go you. Back to your pleasure. Awful weather. Yes. And we will return to ours. Thanks very much.
Chris. Really appreciate it.
Cheers.